You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
We are underway on Tech Talk, and if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the show us, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Let's go to the phones right away. Let's bring in Lawrence. Lawrence, you're on the air with Doug.
Gentlemen, good morning or afternoon. Hey, Doug, I'll send you an email about if you're interested in assisting the girlfriend and retrieving some files from her father's computer. That's not
sure, I'll take a look at it.
But the article in the paper this week talked about various European initiatives to move away from the big tech companies, so to speak, towards more open source in the area of videos. Doug, I know you're a fan of LibreOffice, Office, but moving away from Microsoft Office and a few other initiatives, and they're doing it for political reasons, they're doing it for technology reasons, they're doing it for security reasons. Don't know if you saw any of those stories, but thought you might want to...
I kind of keep up with the open source community, and if I had my way, there would be no such thing as software unless it was open source. Yeah, if it's just think about this. You know, it's just like you're worried about somebody breaking into your house. Turn on the lights. Transparency, the thieves leave. And I personally think that all software should be open source. People want you to believe that, oh, it's less secure. That's not true. It really isn't. In fact, I think the opposite is true. But software, it really should be. And it should be, from a programmer's standpoint, it should be unethical to hand somebody a computer that you've given commands to and you don't tell them what the commands are. Or maybe you got something hidden. Yeah, I fully believe in open source software, and I think it should be global. I'm really glad to see the EU take that approach, and I'd like to see it spread to America as well. I agree with it.
Yeah, and Doug, you talk about open source and all of this sort of stuff. What exactly does that mean for the average person that it's not locked up or... Explain that in layman's terms.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Here's the thing. What they really need to understand is that it isn't insecure, but anybody that has the knowledge can take a look at the code and say, okay, it's doing this, it's doing this, it's doing this, it's doing this. There's no question about it. And really, for me, it's an ethical question. There's no reason to lock it up. You know, like I say, we've used this, well, it's for your security. That's nonsense. That, you know, it's just like our voting machines get changed every time we get new power at the top. It shouldn't be that way. If all of our voting machines were put together with open source, there would be no question whether they were legitimate or not. So I'll guarantee you there's enough Republicans and enough Democrats and enough third and fourth and fifth party people who know about programming. And programming is not near as difficult as what most people think. You know, they're teaching a class in New York now in third grade, and they're showing these kids how to program the last 4 months that they're in third grade. Come on. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But just keep in mind that open source, it's like everything's transparent. You're not going to get by with anything. See, and that's kind of my problem with these QR codes, too. Here, just scan this into your... I don't ever touch them. If I don't know where I'm going and I don't know what it's feeding my computer or my phone, I want nothing to do with it. I don't care how legitimate the company is. That's just my point, my perspective. Just give me a web address so I can bring it into my computer naturally. And all my software I got for security can check it. And there's none of this nonsense. Oh, yeah, I don't care for them at all.
Yeah, Doug, there's a story that I ran across. And number one, we've never advocated pirated software. And the term pirated is, you know, you're stealing the content in reality. Yeah. And a lot of the pirated stuff right now, say, for instance, you want to watch your favorite sports team. Well, you can pay a subscription. For instance, right now, the Timberwolves and Wild are on FanDuel Sports Network. And you pay a monthly fee or an annual fee, and you can watch it on your TV or your computer or your phone or tablet or whatever you decide to watch that content. But there is a subscription, and that's true with movie services and television programs and all sorts of stuff.
You bet.
And games as well. Oh. But there is a story now that some people who have downloaded pirated games on the internet are now infected with malware. Another reason, pirated stuff, 100% beware. Tread very, very lightly. You're opening up potentially a major can of worms. Not only that, you can get into trouble for it.
Well, you know, the thing is, Steve, is the days of free software are gone. It's over.
Yeah.
It's been over for well over a decade. And the thing is these people who work hard and program these things, they deserve to get paid. Now, I know that one aspect of these, oh, yeah, come log on to this game here and download all the cheats and download all this stuff. And, yeah, you know, if you're doing that and you're pirating the software and your computer gets infected, where are you going to go? You can't go to the law. You can't go to the law with dirty hands. You can't do that. And I think that's part of the reason they figure, well, you're cheating. Who knows who's doing it? But why take the chance? You know, you've got a large investment in your computer, and they can actually screw around with your hardware as well. It's just not worth it. This is one place where I think a VPN will shine. It should keep you away from some of this stuff. But these games, they're awful inviting. I had these very same concerns with the free software that was remote control software. You know, just like overnight, they were popping up all over the place. And I wasn't really sure whether this is a good idea. Because if they're not taking any money, you know, where are they making their money? And it's just too easy for them to use my login credentials and log onto somebody's computer, take control, order a bunch of stuff on Amazon, and make it look like me. I'd rather pay for the service. Now they're obligated to do the right thing. It's just better to have that mindset. If you want it, just pay for it. If you can't afford it, wait till next month. It'll come to you. But our country especially, our whole internet system is built around the legality of DCMA and DLNA, and they're checking licenses, and it's really, they put the onus on the internet service providers back now. So they're keeping an eye on it, but they're getting paid very well for it as well. But it really, it's just not worth it. You save $5 or $6 on a movie, for goodness sake, or you save $10, $15 on a game, it could cost you thousands of dollars, not to mention. Again, I got to reiterate, I cannot put a dollar value on my frustration. But if you bring it upon yourself, you got nobody to blame but you. It was self-inflicted. So I would really, really watch it. And I would say no to all of it. Even downloading Windows or Office, you see these things free or discount, something's wrong. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, for sure.
Just don't get involved in it.
Yeah, and I think it just goes back to stolen content, and it goes back to the earliest days of the internet and file sharing services and music sharing service like Napster. Well, it's kind of like, well, I bought the song, I'm going to put it out there, and then other people can download. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of work that went into creating that music, and now you have the right to just share that with whomever for free? Time out, you know, here. And that got sorted out eventually.
It did, mostly. But the only people they were hurting were the artists that they so dearly loved. That's the part that was just mind-boggling to me. You know, this Bear Share and Pirate Bay and of course, well, once I own it, I can do whatever I want. No, you can't. No, there's got to be some semblance of common sense. How would you feel if you were on the other end? Treat others the way you want to be treated. And it's like that golden rule gets lost in computers for some reason, and it shouldn't.
Yeah, very good point. All right, from our text line, by the way, if you want to visit with Doug about computers, hardware, software, the number is 651-461-9226. What is a good app for keeping business records on my phone? I guess I've never heard of that. Typically, that's done on a computer, a desktop, or a laptop. There are a lot of good business software packages out there. You want to pay for them. You want to keep them up to date. There's a lot of good ones, Doug.
Well, the thing is all of the good ones I know of today, they're all web-based, so it doesn't matter how you access it, whether it's an iPad, a phone, or any of that. And like you say, they're everywhere. That I can think of just a mountain of them. And you're going to find that most companies have delegated, this is what we're going to do, but almost everyone I know of is web-based. So I don't think that should be an issue at all. I know even Linux, if you want to have a private one for your home computer, you can connect to your home computer just like a web page. Everything is going web-based. And I mentioned that back in the 80s, and people laughed. I said, there'll be a day where your computer probably won't have a hard drive. You won't be buying software. You'll be leasing it. They'll be selling it to you as a service, and that's exactly what's happening. And it just gives them better cash flow, gives them better control. You don't have to pay for updates. In the long run, that really will be our answer to freedom. I believe that. But it's a difficult, difficult thing when people start cheating. It just doesn't pay.
Yeah, and, you know, QuickBooks has kind of been one of the biggies for a long time. And
sure.
It is multi-platform. iPhone, I would assume an Android, tablets, whatever device you want to use. Point being is, yes, you can use that. And I know, for instance, where I go get my hair cut, the billing, the appointments, everything happens on the phone. I don't know the app or the application, but it's slick. Pay the credit card, pay the bill, set the next appointment. I would assume it manages 100% of their hair styling business, even though I don't have much hair anymore. I still get what hair remains cut from time to time.
Absolutely. I actually had a couple of salons, and you're absolutely right. It's just goof-proof perfect. It's not free.
No.
I can't remember the name of the actual product, but there's a lot of them. And it's the same with mortgage companies today. Everything is kept up online. So, you know, people don't have to worry about backups, don't have to worry about losing their data. Now, yes, you have to have internet, but internet is so consistent today that I just don't think that should be a worry at all at this point. And it's getting better, I'm glad to say. I'm really waiting. There's rumors that quantum fiber is like within hundreds of feet from my place, and I can't wait. I will jump on that so fast, even it will scare you.
Yeah.
I think fiber is the way to go. It really is.
Yeah. We got it in the neighborhood, and it has been a game changer. But I will say, when it comes to business, you know, there's QuickBooks and accounting software, and there's a lot of good things. But you may want to spend some time, do a little research, because there is software design for your particular business. I've been full-time in the printing business now for a lot longer than I want to admit. And there are specific software packages that help you manage that business. And even if you have a small business or you're just starting out, you may want to investigate something that is specific to your trade or your line of work. Chances are there's something out there that could be a great fit.
There's no question. And law firms, I bet you there were 25 different packages that were going to keep time and share documents on for the opposing team. And through the years, they've kind of wheeled down and gotten things that whittled down to where it's manageable. But you're right, Steve. There are so many vertical softwares that have just specifically zoned in on a business. Advanced Sportswear, for example, they take care of all of the clothes for like the Timberwolves and all the big sports, the schools and all that. Well, they've got machines there that will pump out 25 caps at a time. Bang, 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 bang. That software is so specific to their business that there's even customizing for each individual business. And say, well, you know, it seems expensive when they first put it out. But if you talk to the owner, he says, I wouldn't have done without it. It's the smartest move I ever made. Everything just runs smoother. We know where our inventory is at. We know what we need to order next Monday, so we've got everything ready for the following 2 weeks. It's just, once it's set up and you don't have too much integration, because you still got to have people checking and creating the balance, always. But once you get it all down pat, it's just smooth as silk. Your 20 employees will be doing the work of 30 people and doing a better job. They'll be cleaner. You'll be able to pay them more. And it works out that way. It really does. People were always afraid that computers were going to steal everybody's job. I think the opposite has happened. I think they've actually created more positions because the businesses are growing. And that's a good thing. But you're right. There's specific software. Just do your due diligence and don't just settle. You look around and, you know, make sure they'll give you a free trial or at least do a demo so you can understand it. And have more than one person take a look at it if you're involved in a larger business. And the people who actually are going to be using it every day should get involved in the decision as well. Well, it's missing this. It's missing that. Okay, see that? Maybe they'll add it. Who knows? But you're right on the money. Just be fussy. Be tenacious in what you want and you'll get it. You really will.
Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk coming up with Doug. Here is the number, 651-461-9226. Printers, problems with printers, disconnecting, difficulty reconnecting. We will get into that much more. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, or software, or whatever, feel free to call at 651-461-9226. One other thing we're going to get into. If you have a Windows machine and you're not running Prevazor on that Windows machine, we'll get into why it is a very good idea. That is all on the way. Here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tech Talk, Doug Swindhart joining us. He'll be here through the news at 4. At 4, I will have an update on all the headlines. We'll have the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And, Doug, we talked about keeping business records on a phone, getting some sort of software package. I think one of the more extraordinary developments, and it's getting better and better. So you have, for instance, software you run on your computer normally. The job they have done to make it interface and look right and still work properly on your phone or tablet, it really is amazing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, once upon a time it was kind of clunky, and if you had something that looked fine on the laptop or your computer screen, you'd bring it up on your phone and it was just hard to deal with. That is something that has happened in the background that still amazes me, how that site you're at knows what you're looking at it on and sets it up so it's much easier to view and navigate.
Yeah, you know, you might be interested to know that when people are doing web development now, yeah, almost every web development package has a did you want to convert this or did you want to expand it for a mobile device? You push a button and it automatically recreates the entire site for a mobile device.
Correct.
And that's all of them. It's tablets, phones, all just phenomenal. I agree. They have done an unbelievable job. And even though there aren't as many standards in HTML and website development as I'd like to see, it's getting better all the time. You know, we had a problem with Java for a while. Nobody should use Java. Well, Java's back secure, running strong. So I encourage them, people, to open it up again and let the good times roll. Yeah, there's no doubt they have really outdone themselves with how they're orchestrating the web. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it is extraordinary how that's worked. One of the things I wanted to bring up on the program today, if you have a Windows machine, you've listened to the program, get Prevazor. I find it hard to believe people that have a Windows machine aren't using Prevazor at this point. Yeah. What does it do? Why do people need it, Doug?
Well, it's such a maintenance have to have. This thing will go through and it will optimize Windows, and it does it in such a way to where it's cleaning out all the junk it doesn't need. Gets rid of all of the old Windows updates that haven't been touched for more than 60 days. Goes through and gets rid of all the temp files. And Microsoft has a tendency of creating temp files. Oh, don't get me wrong. Every operating system will create temp files. But especially Windows, because it's still, you know, whether people want to say it or not, it's still based on DOS. And that's not so good today. So, yeah, I agree. Prevazor, how it restructures your machine. The first time you run it, it might take a little while, but after that, each time you run it, it gets faster. I love this program. They just came out with a new update not too long ago, and it's phenomenal. I would definitely encourage people to download the free version, and once you fall in love with it, go ahead and feel free to donate some money. Let's keep this project rolling forward.
Yeah,
and it's just going to be a matter of time before Microsoft gets 11 fixed and people will start drifting back to Microsoft Windows.
How often would you run it after you get it up and running and run that first scan, if you will? Is it a weekly thing? How often would you?
If I was running Windows all the time, I'd have it on at least once a week.
Okay.
And I would probably do it on Friday night or Saturday night whenever I quit early. I would have it scheduled. So sometime around 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, whatever, it just automatically fires up and does the whole routine and then shuts the computer down. It's just a lovely package. I have never, ever seen Pervasor create one particle of damage. And I would like to knock on wood to that, too. They've gone out of their way to make certain that it just never happens. I mean, when they got word on Windows 10, they were working on Windows 10 for a year and a half before it was ever released. And they've got a good relationship with Microsoft, so that helps because they get all this information. And it's just a godsend. If you're running a Windows machine, you should not be without Pervasor. Pervazer.com. And keep in mind, you can download the package for free and you can run it. You can actually run it for free for as long as you want. But I always think of it, it's kind of like the coffee can in the cafeteria. It's an honor system. If you can afford $20, $30 and you're using it every week, for goodness sake, send them $20, $30, whatever you can afford. Every little bit helps these people. And if you got a million users and they all send you $10, that's a good year.
Yeah, exactly.
They're worth it.
And I think with Pervasor right out of the gate, if you want, you can sign up for the pro version, and you know, if you want, it's just one of those programs that comes up. You know, the reviews, it's been around since 2012. Right. The review is 4.8 out of 5. How many things fit in that category?
Yeah, it's and I think too that the first time it runs, I think sometimes people get anxious, and it doesn't look like it's moving, so they stop it. Don't stop it. Just let it run. And it may take, depending on how dirty your computer is and how large a hard drive you have and how much data you got and how slow your machine is, I've seen it run for 8-9 hours the first time. Next time, 27 minutes. So it's just that first go-around. And it's restructuring your drive, I think, is a lot of it. They're doing something in there that I have to admit, Steve, is beyond my pay grade. I think they're actually reformatting the tracks of the hard drive. I really do. It's the only thing I can come up with that would take that amount of time. But they're always successful. You end up with a lot more disk space by the time this thing is finished. It's just a piece of gold. You just can't. I have yet to see a Windows utility program that does more for users than Pervasor. That's my take.
Doug, and we brought up printers, and a little follow-up to that. Mm-hmm. And why people who have a printer that's connected to their Wi-Fi network at home, why that will disconnect? I deal with that, and now I just get in the habit. If the printer went to sleep and has been sitting, I shut it down. I'll start it back up, it'll reconnect, and print fine. It's just after a period of time of inactivity, and we've brought it up, and I did a little more reading about it, and you brought it up on the show. I think it's more a function of the router that I have connected to the fiber network that I pay to be on, is that after time, it is a device is connected to it. It's not doing anything, and it'll just cut it off. It seems to me that's what's going on.
That's exactly what's going on. Here's the thing. People who have disconnect issues, it often will stem from, first, a weak Wi-Fi. Second, IP addressing, and that's what you're dealing with, or conflicts. And the third one is outdated drivers. Almost all of them will do this. So when this happens, your very first thing to do is to power cycle your printer. Just shut it off and leave it off for a good 30 seconds and then restart it. And at that same time, I want you to restart your router. This IP addressing, I don't think people really have a clear understanding of the difference between dynamic and static internet IP addresses. And a dynamic, almost every network is set up with dynamic. DHCP, Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. So that router that you have, Steve, when you connect a device, that router is issuing an IP for that device. It has been dynamically set by the host configurator, the router. So now your printer hasn't been used for 3 or 4 days, and well, the router looks at it like it's a free IP. And it will try to do the lower numbers first because they will take priority in the network. So now somebody comes in that's maybe gone 2 days and they're back now with their laptop and it hands that IP address that it had assigned to the printer to this new device. Now, if you can go into your router and you can set that IP as static, that IP is reserved for the printer. That's probably going to take care of 80% of your issues. However, I've even seen routers. Once you get them set so they're set to a static IP, the router will get an update and firmware, and that will be gone.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they tell us they're going to do this, but never happens. So it's a... But then the next thing, of course, is yes, check your network, make sure you're running. And a lot of people don't realize they'll buy a router and it's got 2.4 gigahertz, it's got 5 gigahertz. Well, I want the speed. So they set the whole thing up in 5 gigahertz. Keep in mind, you can have both running on the same network. And 2.4 is going to give you a much greater range and a much more solid connection. In addition to that, each wireless has a channel, and there are multiple channels in your router, usually 11, 12, something like that. And if a lot of them are set to channel 3 or channel 9. So if you're living in an area where, and I don't know who isn't, I open up my wireless, for goodness sake, and I see like 35 different houses that I could connect to.
Yeah, it's amazing.
If we're all running the same channel, we're all getting feedback and magnetic interference from everybody else's router. Just experiment by changing the channel after you get it set up at 2.4. You do these things and you're going to be rocking and rolling. And then another one of my favorite is check those drivers for your printer. A lot of times Windows won't pick those up. Say they wanted to, but they just don't get them. So check it out. And I like what HP and a lot of them have their own little software that will check automatically when the printer comes online. But if you're busy, you have a tendency to, well, I'll do it later, and then it doesn't get done. Well, I think after the third time of you saying no, they just quit asking because they don't want to be a pest. And that's not good. So check your first. You may even have to uninstall it and reinstall it. Another thing that I think people miss, from time to time, they got to clear their spooler, especially in the browsers. But your operating system has a spooler. And just run a Google search on, how do I clear my spooler? And it'll pop up with AI and say, well, you got to get a little bit more specific. And it'll talk to you and you'll say, well, I got to clear my spooler in my operating system. Okay, open up a command window, type this, 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 and this, hit enter, and it's done. Oh. But here again, Pervasor takes care of that. All your caching is all done.
Yeah, and Doug, I would think it is one of those where, first start, power everything down, power everything up, and then beyond that. But I think the router settings are good because now most routers you can get, what is it, 2.4 and 5.
Yep, you got dual connections. That's right. You get them both at the same time.
Yeah, so and that can be confusing at times for people, but when in doubt, I would go with the 2.4 and because of the range on a Wi-Fi network. 11 minutes now in front of 4, quick break. We'll come back. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug, 651-461-9226. We'll have all the news. We'll have all the weather. The Winter Olympic Games underway in Italy. A lot going on in the local sports scene. The Super Bowl coming up tomorrow. We'll get into all of it here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we.
Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindart joining us on Saturdays here at News Talk. 830 WCCO. The baseball season creeping up on us rapidly. Spring training starts later this month. We have the World Baseball Classic. And then the Twins all summer long here on News Talk. 830 WCCO. And Doug, let's get back into, before the end of the program today, another one, Windows users, Windows 10, Windows 11. If you're still running Windows 10 and you give Microsoft the money for your security updates, you're in good shape. Otherwise, are you at a point yet ready to say, hey, if your computer's eligible, you should just upgrade to 11? Are you ready to say that?
We're way from that. Nope. And people are, I've gotten calls that, well, but all the new computers have 11. Say, drop it down to 10. Yeah, first thing I'd do. Or I would split the drive and I would put it in Linux. Now you're safe to keep working anyway. And you should be learning that part anyway. That's kind of my take. But when Microsoft is down on the floor with their arm twisted behind their back, they're saying, okay, fine, it's broken. It's time to stay away for a while. And every update that comes out, they try to fix something. It seems like five or six other things are broken. I don't know what's going on over there. I really don't. It's every day something new is coming out of the rumor mill, and some of it is rumors, but a lot of it is fact. I foresee Microsoft veering away from operating systems in the next decade. Watch and see if I'm not right. I think I'm going to be. You're going to see them focus on Azure and online 360, and they're going to want to be nothing more than software as a service. Let somebody else take care of the operating system. They're even starting to promote Linux themselves in-house, so it's a very weird time at Microsoft right now, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, we keep talking about Linux, but for a lot of people it's like, wow, that sounds like a lot and scary, and I don't have, you know, a coding or programming background. It isn't like that at all. You're going to recognize that the interfaces are relatively recognizable. It is very much doable, especially if you have an older machine to play around with.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I think that I'd like to impress upon people. I understand why they feel that way. You know, 30 years ago, Linux was running on servers. And so I'd say, oh, come here and look at this. And they'd open up a monitor, and it would be a black screen with a system prompt, C:\, whatever it is, right? And they start typing away, and, well, of course, they're familiar with the commands, and so they made it run. Well, people don't want to play with that. They want to be able to have something that is intuitive at first sight. So when you glance at it, is it, well, that makes sense. It's got this menu here. Is it, well, but they've all developed into this today. And really, even the difference between a Mac and a PC, they both have menus. They both have launchers or shortcuts or whatever you want to call them. They both have a menu system. You got to click to open this and click to do that. Same, all the way down the line. And Linux is no different. And neither is Unix. You can get graphical user interface Unix programs today. And that's big time. That's now you're talking big enterprise system stuff. Most people shouldn't touch that. But Linux, I would say Linux Mint would be your best place. And you could just go to any search engine and say, what are the top Linux distributions for new users? I'm fresh out of Windows. What do you recommend? And you'll be able to download them, put them on a USB drive or a DVD, take them for a test drive. You don't have to commit to anything. You can play around with them. They're run a little bit slower that way, but you'll at least get a feel. And you can check out Linux Mint. You can check out Peppermint. You can check out Ubuntu. I definitely would say check out MX Linux, which is really coming on strong. That's a clean system. And just look around. You'll find one and play around with it. And don't be afraid. The biggest distance you'll travel with Linux is between your ears.
Yeah, and I had a couple of things come up. I still have that old machine from work that I bought, and they wiped it. And I still haven't done the Linux install, but I will soon, I promise. And
okay.
And report back on how it went. By the way, that's
a ThinkPad, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Doug, we got to run.
Okay.
Your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin, ADMIN, at WCCOTech, WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve, and have a good week.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. There he is, Doug Swinhart. It is Tech Talk, and it comes your way on Saturdays here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And by the way, show's available in podcast form at the website, and that is WCCO Tech at WCCORadio.com. News and weather in a moment.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.